Hey mama, I want to invite you to something. I am hosting a free anger management bootcamp on the podcast May 6th through the 10th. Monday through Friday, there will be a new episode released teaching you where anger comes from and what goes on in your brain when you feel intense feelings, how to lower your stress and increase capacity levels as a mom, how to shift your mindset to align your actions with the mom that you want to be, and how to break generational anger patterns. Subscribe to the podcast so you don't miss a day and sign up using the link in the show notes so you can get access to the episodes as soon as they drop and an email summary of the daily trainings, as well as access to a live Q&A call on the last day of the bootcamp. Invite one or three of your mama friends so they can learn how to manage their emotions well too. Link to sign up is in the show notes. I can't wait to see you in there. Let's get back into this podcast episode. Hello, hello. Welcome back to Emotionally Healthy Legacy. My name is Elizabeth, and I am a mom of four now. So I had a little girl in July 3rd. She came a little bit earlier than planned. And today I wanted to share my birth story because it is special. It is a unique birth story. So if you listen to one of the previous episodes that talked about that I'm having a planned C-section and the reason why. So quick story, I had a C-section with my first unplanned, and then I had two home births that I had some complications with, where both of my boys severely got stuck in the birth canal. And so for the safety of the baby, the midwives told me next time I need to have a C-section. Well, that was really not what I wanted to hear. Yet I knew that's what I needed to do, and I really wanted more like a gentle C-section. I did not want the regular C-section where you have the drape and you don't get to see what's going on. I wanted a more gentle experience. And so when I was pregnant this time around, my sister-in-law sent me this video on Instagram. It must have been done in a different country. Because just the things in the OR look different. But what was happening was that they had the C-section and the drape was down and the baby was pulled out halfway with the head and the shoulders out. And then the doctor guided mom's hands and she put them under the baby's armpits and she was able to pull her baby out from her belly and put the baby right on her chest and just have the baby lay there. And it was this sweet, amazing video. And when I saw that, I'm like, I want that. Man, I want that. But where can I find an OB here in the States that would do that? I don't know of anyone that would do anything like that. And I started to look for an OB because before that I was just doing my prenatal care with the midwives and I knew that I still needed to find an OB that would be doing the surgery. And it just so happened the first OB that I reached out to and that I had a virtual appointment with, I told her the birth experience that I want. And she's like, well, I've never done it, but I'm not against it. I don't see why not. We couldn't do it. The biggest thing is the concern for the sterile field. We might have to figure things out, you know, how to go about that. But she's like, I want mothers to have the birth experience that they want. And we're going to have to, you know, talk about this with our, you know, birth team and see what we can do. And so it was months, but they got to have meetings at the hospital and the director called me and they got to, we had a plan that I would have sterile gloves on, that these like clear gloves that would go almost to my armpits. And they, when she did the surgery and she open me up. She will pull the baby out a little bit, and then they would lower the drape, and I would be able to reach down and pull my baby out of my belly and put her on my chest. And it would be more like a gentle experience. It would be more bonding. It would just be a lot more unique than just having, you know, the drape up and the baby pulled out and just the baby taken away. And this way the baby will be right in my chest and I get to hold her and bond with her right away. That's the experience that I wanted. And we were able to plan this out with the OB and the birth team and the director of the hospital, which was so, so cool. And I was so excited that they are willing to do that because the hospital never did anything like that. It would be the first experience they would with me, anything unique like that. And the plan was to have the surgery right at 39 weeks at July 8th. That was the plan. And because I had already a C-section with my first, and the rules that they have at the hospital is that if it's a repeated C-section, it cannot be done before 39 weeks. It has to be at 39 weeks or later, unless you go into labor yourself earlier. And I asked the OB, I'm like, well, what if I go into labor early? Because I had my second and third at 38 and 39 weeks. My concern is, what if I go into labor earlier? What about this whole birth plan that we have? She said that, well, I can't really expect everyone on the team to come in, everybody who's part of the birth team, to come in and on their day off and do this type of surgery. And that was very scary for me because I'm like, well, what if I do go into labor earlier? And then I won't be able to have this experience that I really, really want. Well, guess what? It happened. I did go into labor early. And that was really, really hard for me because I tried mentally stalling the labor and just kind of like relaxing and laying down a bit. And so the labor wouldn't progress, but guess what? It still did. And we showed up at the hospital in the middle of the night on the 3rd because my body just went into labor and I could not stop it. It was just happening. Obviously, if you're a mom, you know what that's like. There's no way. If the baby's coming, there's no way to stop it. So we showed up at the hospital. My OB that was going to do the surgery, that was her day off. She was not on call that day. It was middle of the night. And we showed up there. And since I was at 38 weeks, they had to make sure that I'm in active labor before they would consider doing the C-section. So they had to check my dilation, come back, check it an hour later. And yes, I was making progress significantly. So they're like, yes, we're going to have the baby today. My doula showed up.
Hey, mama, if you're listening to this episode and you are enjoying the content, would you do me a favor and share this episode with a friend that really needs to hear it? I would really, really appreciate it. Also, come follow me on Instagram under Emotionally Healthy Legacy. If you're struggling with stress and you feel constantly overwhelmed and you find yourself reacting again and again and again, check out my 5 strategies to reduce overwhelm. If you go in the show notes, there's a link for you to sign up and you'll get it in your email. All right, let's get back to our birth story.
Then they had the on-call OB come in and I was telling her, I'm like, hey, I had this really specific birth plan. This is what I want for my birth. Is there any way we can do anything close to this? And obviously this doctor has no idea about my plan and everything that was planned ahead of time. And she's like, I'm sorry, I can't do that. Like, it's obviously way out of her comfort zone. She's never done a surgery like that. And me just throwing that out on her, she was just not comfortable with it. And she's like, I'm sorry, I can't do that. And I got so emotional. I got so upset. I started crying and I'm like, I had a specific plan. We planned this for months. with my other OB. I'm just so disappointed and discouraged that I can't have the birth that I want. I was really, really upset. And honestly, I was probably quite rude because I was in labor and I was in pain. Obviously, I was dealing with active labor during this and dealing with this emotional discouragement of my labor my birth not happening the way I want it to be or planned it to be, because I'm a planner and I like things to go to as planned. I was so discouraged and upset. And I'm a nice person to begin with. I'm kind and I'm not really rude. And when I'm in labor, I'm not myself. I am definitely a lot more snappy and my tone is a lot more rude. And my husband kept trying to like help me calm down and like help me be more kind. And I'm like, I'm allowed to be rude if I want to. I'm in labor. I have an excuse to be mean if I want to. Yeah. Anyways, what happened was that OB walked out and like 5 minutes later, she walks back in and she's like, hey, I'm on the phone with your doctor. She is an hour away. Would you be willing to wait for another hour for her to come? And I'm like, oh my gosh, yes, I will. I'll wait another hour and be in active labor. I don't care, because I wasn't in the transition point yet. So I knew I wasn't at 8 centimeters yet. I was probably like 5 or 6 centimeters. I was in active labor, but it was tolerable. The contractions were about 5 minutes apart and they were definitely tolerable. And so I was like, yes, I'll wait another hour for her to come. And so, oh my gosh, right away I had this huge sense of relief. I'm like, oh, I'm so happy that she's coming in, because I do get to have the experience that I want to. And she did come in, and then we still had to wait a little while because the OR was taken by someone who needed to go in there right away. Anyways, by the time we came from the hospital to the time we actually got into the OR, it was like 5 hours. And that's okay. It was okay. We got into the OR. They did the spinal block and everything. I got to lay down. And so they put the drape up and then they put these long clear gloves that go up to my armpit that were sterile. And then they put a sterile towel on my chest. So I got to put the gloves, my hands on my chest, and wait for the surgery to start. They started the surgery and I was asking her to just kind of let me know how things are going as she's cutting through the layers, because I studied muscles and I studied in physical therapy school. I studied all that. And so for me, it's not gross. It's interesting. I know all the layers. So it was really cool. And then they put the drape down and she's like, I need you to reach down and pull your baby out. And she had the baby out halfway, so her head and her shoulders were out. And then I reached down with my hands and I was able to pull my baby out of my belly and put her straight on my chest. It was amazing. It was so awesome. I mean, I loved it. I know for some people this is gross and they would never do anything like that and they don't really care for a birth like that. But for me, that's as close as I could get to more like a natural birth. And it was an amazing experience. And then I got to hold her on my chest and they just did delayed cord clamping and wiped the baby down as she's on my chest. I got to nurse her right there in the OR and they didn't like rush the baby away from me or anything. It was so awesome and amazing. And after like a couple minutes, they put the drape back up, but the baby got to stay on my chest. After a little bit, I started to feel weird and woozy, and it's probably from all the drugs that were in my system. They had like a bunch of antibiotics. They had, the spinal block. They had other weird things hooked up to me and the IV, and it was just a lot. And I think my body's just so not used to medications, and it was just having a really hard time with it, and I was just not feeling myself. And yeah, after a little while, I asked them to take the baby just because I didn't feel comfortable holding her when I wasn't feeling well like that. And they did they took her, they measured her, my husband went with her, the doula stayed with me. We got to videotape the birth experience. It was just, I don't know, it was amazing. Honestly, I just loved it. And thinking back to it, I'm like, I am so grateful I got to have an experience like that, because most moms don't, who have a C-section and who don't want to have a C-section, but they have to, which was the case in my story, because it was just not safe for me to have a vaginal birth based with my previous two home births. I'm just so grateful that I was able to find an OB who was willing to go out of her comfort zone to try something new. I am so grateful that the hospital was on board and they allowed this birth experience. I really hope that moving forward they would allow this for other moms, because I know there will be other moms that wish they can have an experience like that. And I'm so glad that I got to do it. It's just so neat. It's different. It's unique. It's special that I get to pull my baby out of my belly, put her straight on my chest. It was just so sweet. And having a little girl, I'm just, every time I pick her up, I'm just so delighted. I am honestly so, so grateful to God for giving us a little girl, because last summer we lost a baby and it was a little boy. And of course, a miscarriage is really, really hard. And I have an episode about my miscarriage story and how I dealt through that. It is obviously really, really painful, but God has showed up and we got a surprise. We got a little girl. I'm just so sweet. And we named her Nellie Elizabeth Love, because we had a hard time picking out the first name, a name that we both liked and agreed on. We did not have a name picked out going into the hospital. We did not have a name picked out when we had her. So we, in the hospital that first day, my husband's like, just pick a name. Just pick a name. We had it narrowed down to Violet and Nellie. And he's like, just pick one. And I got to pick the name. And in the Russian culture, your middle name is your dad's name with like a different ending. And so my name is Elizabeth Benjaminovna, because my dad's name is Benjamin. And all my boys, they have my husband's name as their middle name. So his name is Yuri. So my oldest is Ethan Yuri, and then Matthew Yuri, Philip Yuri. And we wanted to put my name as the middle name for a little girl. So it's Nellie Elizabeth. And both of our moms, their name is Lubov. In Russian, Lubov means, if you directly translate it, it means love. And so because both of our moms have that name, and now we have a little girl, we, and this is our last baby, so the plan is, we have love as her second middle name. And it was just, I'm just so grateful. I'm so grateful to God that I got to have this birth experience. I am so grateful that it's a little healthy little baby girl. I'm in love with her. She is so beautiful and she is so, so loved. I am so grateful. Honestly, I just don't even have the words, and I feel so blessed. I feel so blessed because we went through hard seasons in our marriage. We went through hard seasons with losing that other little boy last summer. We went through hard things together with my husband and our family in the last few years. And it's just a sweet blessing that God has given us, this sweet little girl. Honestly, every time I look at her, I'm just amazed and grateful. Honestly, super, super grateful. So that's my birth story. That is my birth story. It is unique. It is special. I love it. It's such a beautiful experience. And I know not everybody gets a chance to have a birth like that. And I'm glad that I did. I am so grateful. So, if you are a mom and if you have to have a C-section. See if you can find an OB that will go out of her comfort zone and is willing to have an experience like that for you and for the hospital. And maybe moving forward, that hospital will be able to do it for other moms as well, because that is really, really sweet and unique. Anyways, this is it for my birth story. There's another episode in here that talks about my postpartum journey and how things are as a mom of four now, and how the postpartum is affecting me emotionally and the struggles that I'm going through. So if you want to, you can listen to that episode as well. And just this one is more just like a story and an encouragement that if you really, really want something, you can get it. Because I would watch so many videos on Instagram, a bunch of different videos of very similar birth experiences like this. And I was visualizing that and I was thinking about it a lot. And I got to have it because I believed that I could. And you can too if that is an experience that you want. Anyways, I will see you next time, ladies. Bye.
Hi, friend. Did you learn something new or found value in this episode? If so, would you stop right now and share this episode with one Christian mama friend who has young kiddos and could benefit from this message? Word of mouth is the best way to spread the word and grow this podcast. Also, if you enjoyed this podcast, would you please rate and review on Apple Podcasts so I know that this content is helpful and I can continue to create more episodes. This is really the only way for me to know that you are blessed by this podcast. I'll see you soon, my friend. God bless you.